having an award-winning personality on Eagle 98.1 wasn't such a bad idea after all. Michelle's decided to let him stick around. This is Matt's Moment with Matt Moscona.
Kind of a big deal.
On Eagle 98.1, 2019 LAB Major Market Station of the Year.
All right, so are we sweating yet? What is this report regarding the latest in the NCAA debacle?
Well, not in any way surprising, but the NCAA was waiting on the federal investigation to finish before they began their own.
Okay.
That was at the request of the FBI. I said, hey, we're investigating all these college basketball coaches and the pay-for-play and the bribery. Just before you get going, let us finish. So NCAA said, cool. Now the trial is over. The NCAA is getting going. So a high-ranking NCAA official spoke on the record to Dennis Dodd of CBS Sports and said there are six programs that will be handed down level one violations. Those are the most serious. That can come with scholarship reductions and postseason bans and things like that. He would not, however, name the six schools. It's naive to think LSU isn't going to be in this conversation, obviously, since we know what the allegations have been. Here's the interesting part of this conversation, though, Michelle. The NCAA brought Condoleezza Rice on recently, formed a Rice Commission to try to investigate corruption in college basketball. One of the things that they found, or one of the things that they allowed for, was for the NCAA to not have to conduct its own investigation. So remember, the NCAA has no subpoena power. The NCAA can't say, turn over all your records.
It's not legal.
Right. Any school can say, bleep you, come get them.
Mm-hmm.
You're not under oath when you're talking to NCAA investigators. I'm not saying you should lie, but let's get real.
Sure.
Right? That's why the NCAA always says it's better just to be honest. Report yourself. Don't lie to us. It's always worse if you lie. Bruce Pearl got a show cause, not because he had kids over to a barbecue, but he lied to the NCAA about it. Anyway, point with that is, the Rice Commission suggested that the NCAA now be allowed to look at evidence in a trial or media report as part of their investigative process. That was not the case before. So you can look at this and say, well, LSU's been all over the media, but here's the reality. None of those Will Wade wiretap phone calls were ever admitted into court. Nobody has actually heard Will Wade on a wiretap. So it's not part of any evidence. So ultimately, the NCAA is still going to require Will Wade to be honest. And the one thing we know as of right now is that Will Wade and Javonte Smart were both asked about that situation. Wade's coaching again, Smart's playing again. And Will Wade and Naz Reid have both overtly denied anything, the allegation involving Book Richardson of $300,000. So what does the NCAA have? Look, will they make an example out of LSU eventually? Maybe. I don't know. We'll find out in time, I guess. But the reality is, the reason that Will Wade was reinstated is because they didn't have evidence to force him out or fire him. So LSU's riding with their guy, and we'll see if the NCAA can turn up any stones that, federal investigators couldn't.